Lent is a holy season, and all the great religions have their holy season. Lent, the word itself, refers to the lengthening of the days. It's from the Old English word for lengthen, and it refers to the time of the year when the evenings are getting longer. It's really another word for springtime, the time of the year when we say the emphasis is on new growth and new life. And the idea is that when we enter into the suffering and death of Christ during these 40 days, then we can rise with him to the freedom and joy of Easter. So it's right to say celebrate. We should celebrate Lent. We're celebrating a wonderful, wonderful event in the history of the world, which will not be repeated.
I suppose many people, though, would associate Lent with hardship, you know, going back, way back to when there was one full meal and two collations.
That's right.
And it was, you know, the black fast and all of that. So it really, for a lot of people, Wimby would be a time of gloom and doom.
Yeah.
And maybe they don't remember that Easter is coming until we're right up against Good Friday, Holy Saturday.
Exactly. And, of course, there's hardly a Lent in it now in terms of law. I mean, all the fasting and abstinence that you're talking about, the doom and gloom in the past, and it was very, very difficult. That's not there anymore. There are only two fast days in the year, Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. They are also days of abstinence. And all the Fridays of the year are days of abstinence. But the problem is, today the church doesn't lay down strict rules about what you can eat or what you can't eat. And as a result, people are allowed to choose their own. And I have often found that, and sadly, that when something is not laid down by law or under pain of mortal sin for Catholics, they tend not to bother. And I really would wish that people would look again at Lent and see what they're celebrating and do something out of love. Enter some way into the suffering of Jesus Christ. That's what we try to do so that we can celebrate his resurrection as well.
Now, for most people who are going to celebrate Lent, it will start with the ashes on Ash Wednesday. And I mean, you know, while you might think there aren't many people going to church, it's quite amazing the number of people who will be walking around with this big black cross on their foreheads.
And touching it up during the day as well. So, now I often ponder that. Why do they come for the ashes who rarely go to church otherwise? I've never been able to figure it out. I think they look on it like you'd have a healing service, you know, when you get the sacred oil on your forehead and on your hands. And I think they look on it in some way like that. They feel that if they don't get it, something may happen to them, or they're missing out on something important. But really, the entire purpose of the ashes is just a declaration before my fellow Christians, my fellow Catholics in our church, that I am ready to enter into the whole spirit of Lent and celebrate it, as you said earlier, as it should be.
Now, also, I suppose many people will decide maybe to go to Mass oftener or more regularly during Lent. Presumably that's a good thing.
Absolutely. The old ways always for celebrating Lent was fasting, prayers and almsgiving, thinking of the poor. And they are still there. And it was a great tradition. I could see it among some of my own nieces and nephews. Always took their children to Mass in Lent. Which I suppose is one of the best ways for celebrating Lent, because in Mass itself you are again celebrating the death and resurrection of Christ.
So, I mean, you know, for the Lent now that's coming up, and it is maybe for many people a very different Lent and time, you know, within the recession, maybe there are people who have lost their jobs and that. Is it a good time to try and find hope?
Oh, yes. Every time is a good time to find hope. And it's very difficult for these people now who have lost their jobs. You know, the whole notion of fasting, for example, during Lent. One thing we don't remember is that only those of us who have enough fast. The poor people, people have no work, people have no jobs. They have to fast. They have to deprive themselves. It's a sort of a luxury for us to fast. So I would hope that people during Lent will become aware of the suffering of Christ, because that's what we're reflecting on, and will be able to accept whatever suffering life is bringing, and it's bringing a lot for them now, both those who still have their jobs and those who haven't, that they will be able to enter into and be unselfish, and in that way give hope to each other.